we went to one conference that we all love, and they do pretty much the same thing every year. It doesn't change. Mm-hmm. It's nothing different. It's not a Lash conference. And so, and it's like, oh, it's exactly the same, nothing new. And we, while we want to have definitely set patterns of what we do and how it flows, overall, we do always want to find little nice ways to improve it.
That's our DNA. We want to underpromise and overdeliver.
Always ask why. Why is this the way it is?
The whole goal is to rise the industry, to grow it.
Yeah, don't worry about giving us credit, guys. We're not here for that.
If it grows the industry, that's what makes me happy.
When you first said it, I was going to hang up.
No. It's not a race you want to win.
Yeah, you're going to lose because it'll be too cheap. You'll be working for like McDonald's money. Otto Minter, onto our show from Alibana.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on board.
Okay, we'll take 20.
I can't do math. I'm a beauty professional.
Yeah, tanning. I do teeth whitening. I'm like, okay, there's some point where you got to draw a line.
My biggest concern is longevity and making sure that you've got the best possible mechanical fit. If you're looking for a lash podcast that will challenge how you do lashes, build you up, and help you create a business that not only thrives but allows you to live a life you're proud of, you've come to the right place.
This is LashCast, your friend in the lash industry.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, this is the broadcast by lash professionals and for lash professionals. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I just want to give you props and say you do such a good job with that.
You think?
Much better than me.
How would you do it?
I do it every week practically, but when we're just you and me in the room, I always defer to you because I think you have the better voice. You speak better. People get back to us all the time, not all the time, but enough times that they go, oh, listen to Tushni. It's like, it's so soothing. And aww. I'm like that annoying kid brother. Anyhow, today, guys, we are going to be talking about our favorite topic. And that is LashCon, but we're going to talk about some of the improvements, some of the things that we are going to upgrade this year. And we're not even done yet. We're like, this is March, and we still have like 7 months to continue to tweak. But we do have some things we're going to do, and I really want to share about that. But before we do all that, we do have some quick announcements.
It's time for announcements.
All right, what do we have going on, Toss? Do you know?
Yeah.
What?
We have Clubhouse.
That's true. We do have that coming. But before, I want to say Clubhouse, we have LashCon ticket sales March 26th. Like, by the time you hear this, it's like it may already pass, but it's coming up just in the next week, March 26th. Do not miss it. We'll have a link in our show notes. I actually won't in this one, but just go to thelashconference.com or go to our Instagram and you can get your ticket. Come early, and I think our ticket sales will go up around 8 or 9 a.m. We'll have more details on the website when it's actually, we know for sure.
Are you expecting the VIP to sell out?
I am. We are about 50% there.
And already?
Yeah. So already, when we did our pre-sales back in the fall. So I think at this point, yeah, it's very well. We will sell out of the VIP. But I will say this, coming with general admission is what we're calling it this year. That's not a bad ticket either. You save a few hundred bucks and you get like 90% or 95% of all the stuff. You get all the same classes, minus a couple of sessions for the VIP. You get so much. So please, if you don't get the VIP, and that always sells out first, don't worry. You will still have as much fun. You'll get to go to all the parties. You'll get to see 98% of all the speakers. You'll get to all the socials, everything, the trade show, all that. So don't worry, it'll still be fun.
We do have diamond ticket.
Yeah, we have our $5,000 diamond ticket, which is, we sold three last year and we expect we'll sell them again this year. It is not one of them. All three, we talked to them afterwards and really did like a breakdown. So it was worth it. Everyone said absolutely was worth it because they got picked up by a limo and dropped off by a limo. They had their own makeup person in the morning. We gave them some little gift surprises. They had a full-time, basically, concierge assistant who is always available to walk around with them. But if they needed something in the room, we had reserved seats for them in all the rooms. We really went over there. And that's, they had a three-night stay in a suite at the hotel. And they had one night, a nice dinner at Morton's, the steakhouse.
It's kind of like an experience of being like the most important person in the room.
It is. And they were. And they got recognized. We had them stand up before everyone, which I don't know if they wanted that, where we honored them. And anyhow, we're going to do more of that this year, and maybe we'll find some more ways to.
I think we're going to have four positions.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe four. So that said, if you're interested in that, you can go to the website, thelastconcert.com, and get details. Anyhow, let's keep flowing or flying here. Tustin's retention course, really maybe her only one this year that she does, that's a two-day course in person in Kansas City. That's going to be April 13th and 14th. We have one spot left. And if you want to get in there, go buy your ticket today. It's $1,700. After that, sometime this summer, probably maybe July, August, we will have a new version that will be a one-day class with other half the class will be online, all the theory, and then the rest will be in person. And we'll be doing that in LA and New York. But if you are near the middle of the country, Kansas City sounds like a great place to go. So we'd love to see you there. LastPass Summit, we're going to be there on April 26th, 27th. So we'd love to see you there. You can go to our show notes and get tickets. Today's Master Business Course, we're going to be teaching that again on May 6th through the 8th. Love to see you there. Then we're going to be in New York teaching at The Course from our friends of Fangirl Society, Pat and Steph. That's going to be June 16th. And we're going to be teaching along with Tress Larson, Michelle Wynn, and Ali Lilly. We'd love to see you guys there. And then lastly, we do have our clubhouse is going to be up for sale again, or doors going to be open, not for sale. Doors will be open to sign up.
For enrollment.
Enrollment, April 8th through the 12th. So you don't, if you've heard anything, if you missed it back in January, this is your chance to jump back in. I don't know when we'll open the doors again. It could be a few months. It could be half a year. It just depends. Because reason why we close it, one of the many reasons, but we do it because we really want to focus just on building up the people in our program. If we're always worried about selling and doing all sorts of posts and creating hype about it,
it takes away from the learning and the mentoring.
All right, so let's get to it. Let's talk about some of the improvements that we have set up for this year. We have a lot, and we won't be able to get through everything today, but we will at least give you a little teaser of what's coming. So one of the things that we, and this is more this a reaction to last year with the swag bags. One of the things that I knew was going to be, there weren't many disappointments about last year. Overall, I think our reviews were 9.5 out of 10, loved it, right? There was a handful of people like, it wasn't for me. And that's okay. When you get like 1,300 people, I'm not going to be pleased with everyone. But one of the areas that we realized that was always potential, and we knew even ahead of time, was the swag bag can't continue to be all that.
What do you mean?
Well, when you only have 300 people, it's easy to give everyone a swag bag.
That's right.
And it's easy to get all the sponsors that provide swag bags. But this year, we're going to sell 1,000 tickets. And asking sponsors, a lot of our sponsors are small businesses, just like you are, right? 1,000 products is like $10,000 in product. And they just don't have the resources to do that. And I don't blame them. I want to be fair and all that. So what we did last year is we did a mix and match where the bags were like, we took every item and we tried to value, like this one's a $5, this is a $10, this is a $20 item. And then we would just group them together. Like, so we had all our $5 items from, let's say, 10 companies. And we had like all our $15 items with another 10 companies. And we wouldn't always take the same items from every bag. We would just take from the one from the five, one from the 15, one from the $20 area. And so that meant that a lot of bags were very different.
But they had the same value. But people complain is that my bag is different than her bag.
Yes.
I didn't get this bag.
And that's going to happen again this year for the general admission bag. It is going to be a mix and match. Because again, we're going to have like 300 VIPs and 700 general admission. So if we have 700 general admission, I can't ask for 700 products. So it's going to be a mix and match bag. But here's the thing we did wrong last year. Our bags for VIP and standard, what we called it, were basically looked exactly the same branding, same color. One was slightly smaller, but wasn't noticeable enough that you could even tell that it was.
Yeah, from the outset, they looked pretty much the same. So that was a complete fail.
Yeah, that was our biggest failure because we knew it was going to be different because the bags were going to be a little bit smaller because of the growth of the event. But at the same time, we really failed by not distinguishing the two. And it is feasible, and I will say this, that maybe the bags got mixed up. Like, our volunteers, we love them, but they're not being paid. Like, they're just showing up, and they don't know what they're like, here, go do this. And it's like, okay, I'll do this.
Beyond the realm of possibility, and I don't want you throwing any bus here.
This is my fault. I 100% blame me because, one, I created two bags that look almost identical.
Yeah.
No, can't do that. And two, I don't think we equipped them well. We didn't set the area very clearly what type of bags were. So this year, the bags will be different colors.
Oh, I think you should also make one improvement, which we have been fighting over.
I know.
Okay, guys, this is what I think
managing
you should
expectations.
Okay, it's huge. You have to manage expectations.
And we like to say over promise. No.
No. Under promise and over deliver. So I'm saying you should call the bags mini and small. Mini and small. They're friends, right?
General Mission gets a mini bag. The VIPs get a small bag.
And you're like, I don't think so.
I don't like it.
Yeah, listen, I think it's a good idea. So you will see who wins when the doors open.
When you get to the con and we're all like, hey, guys, you get a humongous bag and you get a gigantic bag.
You get your mini or your small.
Yeah, Tess wants to underpromise big time. Still, the bags will be great, especially the VIP. The VIP will be wonderful because this year every VIP is going to have the same items. We're not going to mix and match with VIP. We are actually going to sell a few less VIPs just so we can make sure that all VIPs get exactly the same product. There will be no difference.
That's right. And we also have another feature. It is a table or a station, or maybe we could call it a mini booth, where if you do not like what you've gotten in your bag, you can bring it and you can exchange it for something else.
Yeah, we did that last year.
Everyone loved it.
Yeah, so we're going to bring the exchange table. And we might even bring another table this year where people are allowed to bring use product that they have no intention of using and donating it.
Yeah, I want it to be called
garage sale.
No, Lash Sisters, because you're raiding your big sister's closet.
It's Lash Sisters for you. Everything. We have more things. Let's call it Lash Sisters. I'm like, can't call everything Lash Sister.
Okay, well,
I'm going Lash.
I know. Sister. If you guys have a better idea, but it's like when you go to your sister's closet and you raid it. Like, I don't have a sister, but who had sisters? And you know, you just go into their closet and take their clothes. So anyway, if you've got a better idea of what we should call it, let us know.
So yeah, so we'll have the exchange table for sure, and then we hope to have. I think we should just call it the dumping.
It's not
Lash garbage can.
No, it's not Lash garbage
can. Here's the Lash garbage can. Drop yourself off and we will take care of it. We're possibly working with some people where we can donate this to Lash artists in need. That's the idea. Don't quote me on that. That's just where we're moving towards. We love to find more ways to help Lash artists who need help.
Maybe it could be called Helping Hand Sisters.
Yeah. Helping throw sisters behind everything. So that's one thing. We also want to find, and now that was our biggest glaring, I think, mistake. The only other mistake was that we just didn't realize that when we scheduled, London Lash had classes on Saturday. And I thought, well, people love to do socials on Saturday. And then we found out, no, actually, if there's a class, they'll go to the class over a social in a heartbeat. And so we ended up with like 400 people showing up with a room for 80.
Wow. So that was a major fail on our part to prepare.
Prepare and understand the way people think. And by the way, because we saw that, guess what, guys? We're doing this here. We're expanding our classes to Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's not just going to be Sunday, Monday like it hasn't passed. The fact that I get this all the time. Give me more. People are like screaming, like, I want more. I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, calm down.
They think of Nicole in a clubhouse. Hey, Nicole.
Yeah. No, give me
like,
more.
I want them more.
Challenge
I want the knowledge.
Me. Give me knowledge. Give me stuff that I can struggle with and work through. I don't want it just to be given basic stuff. So this year, we're expanding the classes. We're going to start on Saturday morning with our first session, and then we'll do a breakout. Then we'll do a breakout session. And then Saturday afternoon, it's going to be more focused on networking and trade shows and all that, but we are expanding the classroom. So that, and then we're pushing Lash Lab to Friday. Lash Lab was always Saturday mornings last 2 years or 3 years. I can't remember how many years, 2 years I think it's been. And now we're going to push it to on Friday afternoon. So things are expanding. LashCon basically is a 4-day event now. So, and I know for some people that's tough, and that's okay. Come, even if you come the 2 days for the price, when you think that you pay like $700 and you get 4 days of stuff, starting Friday night all the way this Monday night. Three and a half days of stuff for like $700. Everywhere else you look for conferences, it's a one or two day conference. And God bless them, but you still are going to pay about the same price just for a couple of days. We figured we'll just expand it a little bit more, give people more content. If they can't take it all, that's all right. In fact, I noticed a lot of people, I watch their social medias and I follow people, and a lot of you guys do take this time to go on little vacations. Like you on Saturday, you'll do a day trip to the beach. Or I saw a bunch of people go to Hollywood or Disneyland for just a day, like on a Saturday. So like, or a Sunday, like I went on Saturday, I went to Disneyland on Sunday, and then I came back on Monday. Like I know a lot of you guys like to mix in some fun along the way to hang out with your friends, which is awesome. So in some ways I'm like, well, we should just expand it. So it gives people more flexibility, more choices. And for those who just can't get enough, you're going to get enough, I hope. And those who, you're like, no, I don't need it at all. I'll take some classes. I'll go to one party. You can do it, but it's still the same price. We're expanding it without charging you more, guys, which, by the way, it's one of the seventh wonders of the world I've heard.
What is?
That we've expanded the value without charging more.
Oh, it's like the opposite of shrinkflation, right?
Yeah, we're doing the opposite of shrinkflation. We're going to find more ways to give you value and not raise the prices.
Oh, what's that called? Generosity?
Yeah, it's called generosity or whatnot. All right, anyhow, let's get to what we're going to do. So those, I got out the two things I would consider the biggest pain points I had and also where I got feedback. But the good news is it's helping us improve and expand and fixing, so it's going to be better.
Like I said, your most unhappy customers yes. are your greatest source of learning.
So let's get into other things that we're going to do. One of the things that I also see and hear, as the event gets larger, it's hard for people to connect. When you have 1,500 people walking around, you can get lost in that crowd. It's so easy. And that is not our heart. LashCon, back when we started this in 2019 and we had almost 300 people show up, we actually had created positions where people's jobs were just to walk around and greet people who looked lonely. And we've done that. We had that this last year. We're going to definitely be doing that again. We actually have two positions, staff positions, that their job is to be networkers, like just go around and connect with people and look for that person who just feels left out and to bring them into the fold. And we have already one person, if she comes in, is like perfect for the role. Can't wait for that. We'll have those details worked out later. But we also going to have some more opportunities for people to connect. So on Friday night, before we do our welcome party, we're going to have what we're calling our solo party. That's not the official name. That's just what I'm calling
like
for now.
Like Han Solo?
Yeah, like Han Solo. We're going to have Harrison Ford show up and you can pet his hair. No. It's going to be about solo artists. If you come alone, if you come by yourself, this is the party you come to. It's not even a party. It's going to be really a networking and a meetup. So you can go there and we're going to intentionally work on trying to connect everyone in the room with someone they've never met before, or at least maybe a few people. Because obviously you just meet one person, probably not always hit off of that person.
I have a good idea.
You do? What's that?
Yes. Relay races.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something about sisters.
No. Like, it's like fun, like hot potato. I love hot potato.
Yeah, yes, you do.
You know how much fun children's birthday parties are? Like, honestly, like
yours,
the games.
Not
like
mine.
Have you ever played Mario Party? Like, I love Mario, those little games. Like,
yeah.
Why can't we play those as grownups? Honestly, like, why can't we just bust out in a game of like hot potato? I know that the hacky sack is cool, but you do have to have hand and eye coordination. And for those of us who are not gifted in that area.
By the way, that's some that you struggle with.
I'm not bad.
No, the first day when we were just friends, we went to play ping pong. I had a ping pong table in our garage and I was so excited because she goes, I'll play ping pong with you. And it was pretty much one hit and miss every time. I was like, and that's when I come to this realization, we weren't dating yet, but it's like, if I'm going to move forward with this relationship, I have to be okay that my wife is not terribly coordinated. Or my friend, at that time, my friend. And I accepted that. I said, no, she's not terribly coordinated, but she's amazing and gorgeous and hot. So, and smart, actually, really. That was the part that impressed me the most. So, anyhow.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like, yeah. In fitness classes, I'm the one that's going the opposite direction.
You're actually, though, dancing-wise, I think you do well. Like, you can dance.
Yeah.
When we used to do swing dancing.
Love dancing.
You picked it up so, like you were natural, and I was always stressed out and a hard time
figuring
out what move to do next. And she was just, we let the swing dancing, you would dance with other people, so Tess would just crave for a guy that knew what he was doing.
It's so much fun. I never did team sports as a kid.
No.
And so that was
you
a
didn't
mistake
build that muscle up.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't build that muscle, but I am a good learner, so.
Yeah, it's a whole sidebar there, but anyway, we're gonna have this thing called the solo meetup, and it's gonna be a chance, and maybe we'll do games, maybe we'll
relay
do something
races.
Relay races some
like
way,
team relays.
Yeah,
right?
Some way for you to be able to connect and bond with other people. So that's going to be on Friday night before everything gets started. So the very first thing, if you come solo, just come Friday, fly in Friday, check in your room, and then come to the solo meetup. And that's where we're going to, at least one way we're going to connect you. Secondly, we're going to also have what we're hoping to do. We have no idea how to do this. Tuss has been wanting to do this forever. And it's actually called the Big Sister Program. That term comes up again. But this really is a big sister where, and the logistics might be a nightmare, but I'm hoping to get a team member to help coordinate this. We would like for, if you are coming solo and you don't know anyone, you can say, hey, I would love to have a big sister. We'll figure out
for
how
the
you
event.
For the event. And then we will go to all of our alumni and say, hey.
anybody who's ever come to LashCon before can sign up for this program and you can get connected. And it's just your job to be like the big sister. It doesn't mean you have to hang with that person the entire time. It just means that, you know, show them
around. You shepherd them. You tell them where things are. You maybe meet them when they first get there and give them a hug. Just, again, we don't expect everyone to be best friends, but at least there's an opportunity to have someone there to greet you and connect you.
And you can invite that person into your group if you want.
Yeah. So that's going to be happening. Also, we're going to look for more ways. We're getting a new app company, and this company's app is similar, if not better. I think it's going to be better than what we had.
Woo-woo, upgrade.
And yeah. So upgrade. They had a little bit more bells and whistles, and we're going to find a way to hopefully use it to help you connect with people that you don't know. So right now we had some ways of doing that. You can meet people on there, but we want to find either games or connections or prizes or something that encourages you to meet other people.
Prizes. Love prizes. Prizes.
Yes. We also have the Lunch Buddy program again, bringing that
back.
We're
not going to keep the name. Yeah. I don't.
She wants to call us Sassy Sisters or something.
No, Lunch something.
How about Lunch Sex? Someone will sign up for that. I get sex during lunch.
Okay, no. I'm giving you the evil eye.
Oh, evil eye for doing that. I was just like, shock value. Like, do something really shocking so everyone's like, oh my gosh, what will this look like?
No, that's not our brand.
No, you're right.
That's totally not.
It's so disappointing.
I'm going
to
wash
out
your mouth with soap. Have you guys ever had your mouth washed out with soap? We were talking about that. My babysitter washed my mouth out with soap once.
My mom once. I swore, and she washed my mouth out. I think I said, dang, or something. Shoot. So they can't say that in our house. Oh, anyhow, but that said. All right, moving on. We're going to upgrade the VIP experience. We want to find some nice little ways to continue to make the VIP experience better. So one of the big ones is right now, when you come, you have tables and you have the center stage area. And we're going to...
You mean like preferred seating?
Preferred seating. And we're going to continue to give the VIPs the preferred seating.
Ooh, I like this upgrade. This is a good
one. And we're going to consolidate in the main sessions a little bit the area, because we're going to have a few less. So we're going to try to put them all like in the center section versus the sides like we did last year. There were like, there's like five sections. It's huge, guys. It's 1,200 seats.
When you go to the IMAX theater, you want to be in the center. You don't want to be on
the sides. Exactly. So we're going to do that. But also, this is going to take some coordination. So bear with us as we try to figure this out. But when the classes are done, classes are being expanded to an hour from 45 minutes, the breakout sessions. So a little more time, because a lot of people say, oh, I just wish we had more time with each speaker. So we're giving you more time. And we have another little cool thing we're doing I'll share later. But that said, we will basically ask everyone to leave the room. Like, you know, there's a half hour break between all the classes. And when the class is over, we'll let people hang out and talk for like 15 minutes. And then we're going to push everyone out, say, hey, guys, we have reset the room. So everyone's going to leave. And then VIP. VIPs will be allowed back in first. So VIPs will always get preferred seating in every session as much as we can make this work. There's always so many things going on that this requires a lot of volunteer coordination, but I know Amber's up for it, who's our coordinator, and she's going to kill it, and we're going to set this up. So that said, we want to get the VIPs first seats in every session possible. And then we're also going to be doing some drink tickets. A lot of people are the VIPs. Like, it'd be just cool if we've got a drink ticket or two. So not every night at every party you're going to have drink tickets, but we're going to definitely add that in so that you guys can feel a little more appreciated, because you are. Because you're a VIP. And then also we want to give you first access to the trade show. So on Saturday, we've expanded the trade show to 4 hours. But the first hour from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock will be VIP only. So and I don't think we're going to sell out. Like, it's not like, oh my gosh, the VIPs took everything. No, our sponsors bring a lot of stuff, so don't worry. But again, because you're a VIP, we want to find a little way to just give you a little kickback. So you're going to get in there early, and then you get all the other same stuff. There's going to be an open bar on Friday night. Again, a little early VIP gathering before the main event, so you can come early, have a drink or two on us before we start the main party. And then we also are going to be doing some other sessions, two or three bonus sessions that you can come to. Tess and I do a Q&A, which we love doing. It's always really fun.
And it's going to start with hot potato.
Okay, with like 300 people, hot potato.
I'm just kidding.
That'd be funny.
I'm just kidding.
No one's like, I'm here to learn. I'm like, no, we're here to play hot potato. Yes. You're going to test your eye-hand coordination. So those are some, and we might have more. Like, we really, like, the swag bags will be very clearly marked. The VIP bags will be one color. The general session bags will be another color.
The mini and the small.
Yes. So, but that's the VIP changes. Also, here's the other thing that I hinted at. I'm really wanting to give more time for you to interact with speakers. Like I said last year, a common thing was like, man, it was 45 minutes and then the class ended and I really didn't get to ask any questions. So this year we're adding two things to help expand that. So first, you get an hour. But secondly, we have two new rooms. We're going to have the Q&A stage. I don't know what we're calling it, but for now, it's called the Q&A stage. What is the Q&A stage? Well, that's going to be another breakout session after other sessions where what we'll say probably the bigger speakers who, or maybe controversial topics or things that are a little more in depth.
That require more dialogue. There's more questions about it.
Like we're going to do a UV light panel, okay? Well, that might actually, I won't get that. But let's just say the UV light panel is an hour. Then we'll say, well, you know what? We'll continue this discussion in the Q&A room. And they'll go over there and there'll be a room that seats about 350 people. And you can go more in depth and ask more questions. Like maybe we'll do a presentation for the UV class and then we'll do a more live interactive Q&A room. Also, maybe some of our stage speakers on the big stage, their talks are usually a little bit more grand and big and impactful. So you may want to have a chance to meet with them and talk to them. So we're going to have a separate stage that will basically, when you have your, normally you have five breakouts, there will be now a sixth breakout that is the Q&A stage. So that's going to give people more opportunities to really go deep with our speakers. Then for our less important speakers, no, not that. I'm joking. I'm teasing. And I didn't name who was. I'm one of those less important speakers. How about that? No.
It's not the less important speakers.
It has nothing to do with importance. It just has to do, we really want to give every speaker a chance to connect with their audience. And they usually do. Like after every session, people walk up and they talk. But again, we have to clear the room out so that other people can get set up and ready for the next room. So after about 15 minutes, we have to clear the room. So we're going to have last year we had the lounge, right? The lounge that no one went to. And the game room that almost no one went to.
Well, you know why? It's because we forgot it was there. The doors were closed. I mean, we had massage therapists in there. We had red light therapy. It was, you know,
it was fantastic.
Nail polish, nails in there. But you couldn't see it. And I forgot about it.
Yeah. And we also had this big area of couches and all that stuff. And we realized that where it was placed, people didn't see it. Plus, there was a bear lounge downstairs, by the way. A really cool lounge with a full bar and food and everything. So we're going to leave that as the lounge where if you want to have a drink or hang out with your friends, go down to the basement or to the first floor. It's huge. Lots of room to hang out with your friends. But the lounge that we took, we're going to convert that into a speaker lounge, move it up to the fourth floor. And it's going to be like a condensed version of what we had. So we're going to encourage speakers to go there and hang out and connect with their audience. So after you're done speaking, they'll say, guys, I'm going to go up to the speaker room. If you want to hang out with me and talk a little bit more about what we just discussed, please come up there and we can chat there. And so they will always go up to that room and we'll have areas, like four or five areas where speakers can hang out. What's all the faces you're giving me? This whole time I'm talking, she's like looking at me with scorn and hate and weird. Like, what are you talking about? Is this all a surprise to you? Or?
No, I'm trying to get over the emotional affliction of you saying the less important speaker. Remember that. That's what I do. Scowl. So sorry. I know you're talking about this and I can't help it. He said that.
She's going to punch me when this is done. Oh my gosh. Anyhow, that said, they're not less important.
Okay.
They really aren't. I 100% emphasize it's not. In fact, they're so important. Everyone, we are doing it this year. Last year, we did nothing. Last year, you finished your talk. You talked to someone for a few minutes and you had to get out of the room. This year, we're giving them, everyone has more time to speak. And we have a place for everyone to go talk and do more talks afterwards because we really wanted to make sure that the speakers could connect with people and interact with people and have a space to do it versus like, I don't know, where can we talk? Why don't we just talk on this hallway? But here we'll have chairs, we'll have tables and places to sit. So I think
what you should categorize it better is like the amount time on stage perhaps could be correlated with the...
It's more the topic, I think, because like for instance, we're going to have Loom come and talk about the robotics. Last robot.
And how it's possibly changing and how you could be a part of it.
Because they're going to be hiring Last Artists, by the way, to run all these robots. So it's not taking jobs. It's actually creating new opportunities for Last Artists. So that said, he's going to be there to explain that. Nate's going to be explaining that on stage. And then we thought we'd do a Q&A afterwards because I'm sure in his time, he's not going to have, I think we're going to give him 30, 40 minutes on stage to talk about the big ideas, what they're doing, what are the plans, what's going on. And then because it'll be on the big stage, it'll be hard for people to interact and ask questions. So then we'll go to the Q&A. For those who really want to know more, he'll probably be in the there. That's what the Q&A stage is for. As far as like, hey, we have someone talking about taxes, we have someone talking about marketing or branding, we may have them go up to the speaker room and you can sit down and almost do like one-on-one like connections.
Okay, so just to be clear, there are two rooms and it just depends. But there is a room for every top speaker.
Yeah, every time we'd like our speakers to be available afterwards in some way. Either they go to the Q&A room where we expect we might have them. And we might miss. By the way, every year there's one class I go, oh, I don't know if anyone will go to this class. And that class is packed. And then there's some class I think will be the biggest class. And, you know, 30 people show up. So it's like, you never know. Like I do my best guess based upon the name, the topic, the subject, who will be impacted by it. And when you have like 50 topics, there's always, I just miss. So we'll see the same thing. We may say, oh yeah, this topic, I don't know if this will have a huge amount. So we'll put them in the speaker room and then watch 100 people show up in the speaker room, want to talk to that speaker. I will, hopefully we will get a good sense.
It's called living and learning.
Yeah, you just adapt and you pivot and realize that we're trying our very best, but we don't always nail it. This is not rocket science. This is like a little bit art.
We are inventing the wheel.
We are inventing the wheel. We set the standard for conferences, I feel like now, which is really a burden at times. Like, oh my gosh, we got to keep innovating. We got to keep evolving and we can't just do the same thing. We got to improve. We got to do things better. But at the same time, you might miss sometimes. Because we went to one conference that we love and they do pretty much the same thing every year. It doesn't change. Mm-hmm. It's nothing different. It's not a last conference. And so, and it's like, oh, it's exactly the same, nothing new. And while we want to have definitely set patterns of what we do and how it flows, overall, we do always want to find little nice ways to improve it.
That's our DNA. We want to under-promise and over-deliver.
So aside from the Q&A stages, we'll say, and the Q&A room, speaker room, we're upgrading the demo experience. So last year, we had two demo room or booths at the show on the trade show floor in the back. And they were a hit. People, like we'd have 30, 40, 50, 60. I mean, it turned people away. People, not everyone could go. It was big. Well, Todd, you probably didn't know that. But
no, I didn't know that. People got turned away.
Well, I mean, it was so many, they couldn't see anything, right? It was so far away, so.
Okay, we need to have screens then.
Well, there you go. Thank you for the transition. So this year we have, this was in practice, this is really good. The natural thing, we're going to have what we're calling the main stage this year, or the main demo stage. And this is going to be an area, I think it's going to seat 40 to 60 people. And it's going to be like a hair show. There's going to be a stage, there's going to be a screen, there's going to be cameras, and the person's going to be mic'd. And we're going to have 7 or 8 speakers, 45-minute sessions, so it's a long session. And they're going to do a demo, God willing, about lashes for the most part. There might be, I think someone's about doing a lash lifting demo, and I think we might have another demo outside of that. But that said, it's going to be teaching people skills and techniques. And I've always wanted to do this. But it was cost prohibitive because it's not cheap. Set this up, the equipment.
Oh, it's very expensive.
Also, we have to have actually staff manage it and all that. So it's actually more of a money loser than a money maker in a sense that when I look at the total cost, I'm like, I could do this a lot easier with just a demo room, which costs me nothing almost. This is going to cost us more. But that's never stopped us because we always want to find ways to add more value, to upgrade, and this is going to be really cool. And these are going to be going on at the same time the other classes. So while we have our 5 breakouts and our speaker Q&A, we're also going to have this going on. So we're going basically from 5 sessions to 7 different breakout sessions, giving you more options, more hands-on training, or not hands, but demos, stuff like that. And on top of that, we have the sponsor suites, which, by the way, this year, the sponsor suites, I have more people wanting to do that. So there'll be more sponsor suites where people can go get other classes led by sponsors themselves. So this is going to be a little bit, it could be overwhelming for some people, and that's why it's really important for everyone to know this. We record all of our classes, okay? Our classes all get recorded.
What is our classes?
Our classes.
LashCon.
LashCon officially, and this is something we'll probably have to make sure it's marked on the schedule, because if it's recorded, you can watch on the app after the con's over. I think we had it up, let's see, November, December. It was like 6 months was up.
So there's no possible way that you can do everything.
You can't.
Right? But every official LashCon speaker will be recorded.
Yeah.
What's not a LashCon speaker is like a sponsor or a vendor educational
or a demo.
Opportunity.
The demo classes will not be recorded. The sponsor classes, meaning the ones that they hold in their sponsor suites, will not be recorded.
Because so if you have to pick, what happens? sponsor room is completely up to the sponsor. We don't have any control over that. So that's their own personal time or space that, you know, they can market or educate. So
yeah, and because of that, we don't record it. And so that way, if you have to pick, like, oh my gosh, I really want to go see this speaker, and I want to see this sponsor speaker or sponsor suite, go to sponsor and then watch that one later. And the good news, you can watch the other video many times. And this last year, it was really good, our video. We had our best video-wise.
Well, it took us 5 years to get that straight, right? Oh, my gosh.
4 years. 2019, there was no video. But that said, yeah, it did. It took us a long time. And part of it is because we were always streaming before. We wanted to put this online. And it, while it worked, it wasn't like you couldn't understand it. But it was, we had struggles. We had difficulties. And this last year, we...
Heartache.
Yeah, we just... canned that last year. We said no more streaming. Streaming's not dying, but it's evolving. People like live events, so we went live and we recorded, and that way you can watch it afterwards at home as much as you want on the app or on your computer too. So that is what we are doing with the demo stage. But we still, those two small ones we had last year, we're doing those again, putting those up on the fourth floor. So we have two main floors, second floor and fourth floor. There's an escalator that takes you between the two. And on the fourth floor, we're going to have the two demo rooms, more intimate. I expect they'll be a little bit smaller this year. They're going to be a room with a bed and all the same stuff as last year. But you won't have to deal with the sound and noise of the trade show because it's going to be in the private space. So we'll have that too. So it's going to be a lot. And one of the things we're going to really encourage people to do, we'll try to get the app at least 2 weeks out ahead of time so that you can start building your ideal schedule. Build your own con, right? So the idea is going to be all sorts of different things, all different levels, and we want you to be able to pick and build it ahead of time.
It's like when you go to a music festival, you get to pick out the bands that you want. You can't see all of them.
Yeah.
But you just pick out the one.
Yeah, if you're going to a festival, you have to know you're going to that with the idea you're going to go see the bands that you like, not go see everything. You just have to realize that Coachella, I'm going to see every song I ever play at Coachella. No, not going to happen. At least unless you somehow find a way to clone yourself or whatever. So yeah, not going to happen. We're going to have, I think, 3 or 4 classes that we'll call deeper dives. Again, people have always asked, I want not just a simple beginner course.
Don't give me the beginner stuff. I'm give thinking me of you, more. Nicole.
Yeah, yeah. So
she's always like, more. I give want me the more. Meat and potatoes.
Yeah, give me more. Give me more.
For people who've been in the industry for quite a while, that know all about humidity and stuff like that.
Yeah, so we're going to try. I don't know how it's going to work out, so don't hold me to it. But the goal, at least a couple, if not 3 or 4 of these classes, will be
advanced,
where you can sit in for 1.5 to 2 hours. And listen to a little bit more in-depth talk about lashing or business. So that one we're really excited about. I have not worked out the details yet, but that's coming. We're also going to try to mark our classes better, let people know what they are. Last year, we had 4 main categories. We had lash techniques, solo, salon, marketing. One for salon owners, one for solo artists, one for marketing, and then one for lash technique. And then I think we had a 5th miscellaneous category that was like catch-all, like digital marketing or customer service or something like that. So we're going to do something similar, but I'm going to try to either market or color code it or something so that you understand what types of tracks these are, or advanced classes versus beginner courses. That's all the type of stuff we're hoping to bring out. It's because it's new. It's going to be a little, could be a little janky, but hopefully with some good diligence, planning, hard work, and really going through each of the speakers and working with them and understand what they're going to talk about, we can label these correctly and help you make better choices so you don't go into a classroom and go, wait, this is for salon owners. I'm not a salon owner. And you feel like you just wasted an hour. So we're going to try to do that. Also, we're going to offer our first ever Spanish course. Nina from Nina Lash is going to come and teach a course for Spanish-speaking people. So I'm excited to do that. I don't know if this will just be a one-time thing. It's just kind of we always want to have Nina come speak. She doesn't speak English, so good news. We said, well, why don't you teach a class in Spanish? Because there are a lot of Spanish speakers at LashCon. I almost feel a third of the audience, I think, is Spanish speaking at least. So we will try to make sure we have a big room for that because it may be very crowded to have Nina there speaking on lashing. And I'm not sure yet what the topic, but we'll get to it. And see what else. Oh, we're going to hire more staff. Yeah, this year we had 19 staff last year. This year, I think we're going to maybe have 22, maybe more. So this is my call to you. If you're
now
a
listen,
fan. Yeah.
The staff, the volunteers that work for LashCon, I think are the cream of the crop. I mean, they're just really, really special. They're fans. I mean, you're listening. And we all kind of have the same DNA because we're part of the same tribe.
Yep.
So it's magical when we all get together and we're like rubbing shoulders with each other. It's like sparks are coming off. and the iron is being sharpened and we're all being uplifted. It's so cool.
It is very cool. And what's really cool is the team that we put together literally runs everything. Like, I sit in my room and work, and they literally run everything and take care of all. They are, it's like, it's magical.
It is like the Smart Cookies All-Star team. And everyone started from a volunteer position. And as we got to know people, then we moved them into staff.
So this year we'll be, again, if you're one of our volunteers, and we already have, I think, 80 people signed up as volunteers. So if you're volunteering and you're coming back and we've worked with you, we'll, some of you, if you want to be on staff, you should reach out to
me. You should apply.
And apply and say, hey, I already have a couple applications, but some other people might, and even if you're not a volunteer, you can still apply.
Yeah.
I don't know how many exact positions we need, but we're going to be working on that in the coming 2-3 months. So by summer, we'll have that all nailed down. And we would love to have you on our team. If you love, if you in LashCon, you love what we do, you eat and breathe LashCon, and you want to now be part of LashCon and the more behind the scenes, help make it all happen. Yeah, definitely reach out to us and let us know, because we love to talk, and we'll go from there. Not a lot of positions, so don't feel bad if you don't get in. I have a feeling we're going to have a lot more applications than we can handle, but that's just life. We will do our best to listen and see who's right fit for us. And if you, even if you aren't in, it doesn't mean you weren't, like, we didn't like you or anything like that. It just, maybe we just didn't have enough spaces
this year.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that we still encourage you to apply for the volunteer position.
Yeah. Volunteer is the other one. So if you want to come to LashCon for basically free and work 10 hours over a period of 3 or 4 days, you can basically get in free access and come and be part of LashCon.
You get to go to all the parties and stuff. You do have to work 10 hours and we really need you to be there. What else was I going to say about that?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't, if as a volunteer, you don't get a swag bag. A, you don't get swag. Yeah.
But you can win prizes this year. We're going to change that, because we realize the prize thing, the way we pick them, if you're a volunteer, you can win a prize. That's okay. The only thing you don't get, because we have like almost 100 volunteers, it's just too much for the swag. Already for 1,000 swag bags, adding another 100 for volunteers, it's just going to break the system at some point. So we, unfortunately, that's the downside. But again, you get everything else. And you can go to the donation bag or the table and maybe get something there.
The donation table, the Lash Sisters bag.
Lash Sister, whatever. I don't know what it's called. Hey, that's some of the improvements. We have a lot more, by the way, a lot more detail to share. The next couple episodes, we're going to start breaking down LashCon by who the speakers are.
Our theme.
Our theme. We're going to talk about our theme. We're going to talk about what else we going, a bunch of stuff. So we're going to unpack a little bit more.
The theme is, I'm so excited.
Yeah. No. And if, by the way, if you are one of those people that want to sponsor, I know we have a ton of you that have reached out, but you haven't gotten back to me. This is your time, because we're at least 75% of sponsorships are sold out. So that means that we don't have a lot left. So if you've been on the fence going, hey, I'll get to Paul eventually, you get to me sooner than later, because I can't, I think this year we may be done by May or June. Like, there will be no more spots for sponsors. And at that point, you'll be left out. And the same thing with VIP tickets. You want to get VIP, definitely March 26th. Be ready for that. General admission, I think we'll be fine for a while. Maybe we'll sell it by summer.
What time do they go online?
I'm going to say 8 or 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I don't have the exact time. If you go to thelashcomments.com, when I have a better sense of when everything's ready and locked and loaded, I will go ahead and put that on the website. Say, ticket sales start at 8 a.m.
When are we going to announce the theme?
The theme, we'll probably announce it on our podcast here. Probably okay. Here. Like, within the next 7 days.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah, we're really excited. We've always loved our themes. The first year we had no theme, but it's evolved. And every year, I think it's getting a little better.
It's getting better.
Yeah, it's cool. So, all right, guys, I think that's it. Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's it.
Okay, guys, that's a wrap. We are done. We are out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Please follow us on Instagram at LashCast and at The Lash Conference. And remember to subscribe, share, and review. On behalf of my Lash Fruity Pebble Tustany, I want to thank you for taking some time to listen. Keep on lashing, and remember, you have a friend in the lash industry.